and Bill Hale, even after he served time and he was released, he could still walk around Fairfax and there would be people who would enjoy actually talking to this man.
We're told that he was released. The word went around town, Bill Hale is here, and people gathered as if there was a parade.
How sick can that be?
Oh, yeah, I know. Well,
but who would have been gathering with him? Not Osage.
No.
No.
All the
no.
whites.
Yeah.
Bill Hale himself was what? Did he have Osage?
No.
He
was a cowboy from Texas.
He was a Heinz 57 or whatever.
Yeah. From Texas, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he eventually was released from prison and went and lived with his daughter in Arizona and is buried in Wichita, Kansas.
Okay. You know, you talk about Native Americans and all. I think the perception has changed a lot over time on the Native Americans. But there have been many from this area that moved, the same as what happened in the massacre in Tulsa.
Absolutely.
Families that were well-educated moved to Chicago and other places, and they went on, had very well-educated children. The same happened here, didn't it?
It did. Actually, many Osages moved to California at the time. Many. And, you know, if you had the resources and you could get out, I can see why you would do that.
But they were educated people, PhDs and doctors and lawyers and all that. And if this didn't happen, I don't know, I suppose they could have been living here and using the money maybe and sending their children off to great colleges. Is
that
true?
Staying in Osage County and helping build our economy.
Right.
And what's interesting is that when the Gray Horse dances happen, when the Pawhuska dances happen, when the Hominy dances happen, Osages come back from everywhere, and it is astonishing how many well-educated Osages there are, and it's astonishing how many of them don't know their history because their families left
generations
and said, forget all that, because it was a horrific time, and that those stories were typically not shared.
Marjorie Burkhart. David Grand treats her so beautifully at the end of the book and how she is a very reticent person.
She is.
But Marjorie said to someone, you know, you have all these families that are so big, and my family is very small. I don't have the aunts and uncles that you had or the cousins that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how big.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the granddaughter of Molly Burkhart.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something I hadn't even thought about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know, the same is true for Dennis McCullough, who wrote the book of The Deaths of Sybil Bolton. His family's fairly small. We are connected with him and friend cousins with him, but because of that murder, there also wasn't a large family. And there are many families here that's true, that they are not large families because somebody got murdered. And, you know, it always reminds me of war veterans, you know, when I'm writing stories about war veterans and, okay, that line ended there because that person is gone. And for Osages, like Anna Brown's family, it's the whole family.
Yeah.
It's the whole family.
Yeah. It's tough not to have that in your mind. You don't act upon it every day. I happen to be of Norwegian descent, and I've read about how Germany invaded Norway, and I'm still upset about it.
I understand.
Sure.
My family was Dutch, not German, just so. I don't think it was us.
Right. Well, as we begin to wrap this up, is there anything else that you would like to make a point of?
Yeah, I would like to add that, you know, we are still trying to create this permanent memorial and restore the theater and so on. And one of the things we've been very fortunate in the last year or so, we've met some people, one of them being an Osage person who was estranged from this community. He wasn't raised here, wasn't raised in the Osage community anywhere, grew up in Oklahoma City. We were introduced to him because he's a filmmaker. by another friend of ours that we met and knew him, and she said, you might want to meet this guy. He's Osage, and he's a filmmaker, budding filmmaker. And we said, sure, you know, we'll talk to him. And he came up, and lucky for us, he comes here, and he finds out that his family is actually from here.
They live across the street
From us in town. And he didn't know who they were. And so he's found out since then. But he's also gratis. He's paying it for himself, making a film, a documentary, on Carol and I's efforts to create a memorial that we started, not started with us, but started with Mary Jo Webb in the 1970s to create a memorial to these victims that was sabotaged back then. And we picked up on that and been working on it since we've had the reins for many years now to create a memorial to the victims that not only would honor what happened, but also serve as a venue for healing of tensions that people will feel and the solace that some people come after having read the book, maybe after seeing it, they'll come with these questions with an ache in their heart because these films that will touch, and the book touched people. And we want them to have a moment in which they can reflect and say to themselves, you know, none of us had any say over who we were born to or where we were born. But we do have choices now that we can make. We don't have to make the same choices our ancestors made. And so there is hope for us to become, you know, better people, all of us. So we want this memorial, and Waters is the filmmaker, is trying to create this film about what we're trying to do here, not just about the murderers. That will be plenty of coverage in the movie and so on. But what this community, and he's highlighted Carol and I's work, Damon sees us as, you know, key to this thing. And I guess, suppose we are in some ways. But anyway, with this community's effort, small group of people, to keep this thing alive and turn it into something positive and not divisive. Mm-hmm. You know, not further dividing this community, but bringing us together over this tragic event that can turn into something that is healing and unifying.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that film comes out this next month.
Documentary
about the efforts to save this theater, and we're hoping to premiere it in different places to help raise some more money for this project.
Right. Well, I want to thank both of you for your hospitality, and you are great storytellers. This is so wonderful. I can hardly wait to see the movie.
Good.
Yeah. You said Osages had seen it. Were they the ones that went to the Cannes Festival?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And so was it a big contingency invited to the
A dozen or so.
Yeah, not huge.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a dozen. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Not that many.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. It was a delight to visit with you.
We need to stay in touch.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, John. All right.